Welcome to the F1 Fangirls Podcast. I'm Hayden.
And I'm Lyra.
And we're two best friends covering everything from the paddock to the podium.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 19 of the F1 Fangirls Podcast. Today we have recap of Barcelona and intro to Austria. We're very excited to recap Barcelona, so let's get right into it. This was a great race last weekend. I mean, it was definitely interesting in some ways. We'll talk about drama and all the things, but let's just get right into it. We're going to start with P1, of course. It was Lando, Max, Carlos, which I feel like really the top three are really all you need to know. Because everyone else, obviously it's practice, so practice results are important, but not
they
as important.
They don't tell anything, really.
No. Ollie drove.
Yes, Ollie was driving Nico's car, and this was his second appearance. He has six scheduled right now.
Oh, wow.
This is second of the season, so that's great, and he did good.
what place did he come in? I don't remember.
I don't know where to look. But the funny thing is he hasn't been doing very well in FP2. Or FP2, I'm sorry.
I knew you had F2.
F2.
No, like, why is he higher in F1 standings than he is in F2?
That's what I was wondering.
I mean, I feel bad. Maybe it's just their car, but, like, Kimi's doing good.
Yeah.
Anyway, not that it matters what place he came in, but it was 19.
So,
Logan finished up. You know, it's just practice. Yeah,
Logan 18.
Wow. Good for Logan.
Highest finish
of the year. That's not good. Many teams did bring upgrades to Barcelona, which we've been getting a lot of upgrades. Some teams has been showing, others it has.
Not apparent.
And then most teams were just trying to use their upgrades in Barcelona for what they already have, because as we know, many teams have already put upgrades.
Yeah, it's not really noticeable.
Especially Ferrari, I think, brought upgrades.
That's
not
I was referring to, yeah.
Not good. Checo was having some problems with his throttle pedal, and he served a 3-place grid penalty, which he was driving with damage.
Yeah, in Canada.
Yes, so that's why he got a penalty, and he has repeatedly been not doing well for the last, what want to say, like, 3 races.
Yeah, it kind of, like, switched off on Monaco, I think.
Yeah, which, I mean, he just re-signed with Red Bull, so they're probably, like, great job, Checo.
Oh, here it is. I guess it wasn't. For some reason, I was thinking it was Canada. I guess it was Spain. It says, Perez penalized 3 grid places for failing to leave the track with serious mechanical difficulties. Oh, at the previous round. It was Canada. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, all over the place. Anyway.
Yes, and then Charles was also having a little bit of problems. He stated that the car is horrendous for now, which...
That's promising.
Very promising. So, yeah, not looking good, also considering what happened in Canada. We did not want to see that going into FP1 first, but considering what happened in Canada, first practice being, like, the car is terrible. That's not something you want to see, obviously. And then Fernando crashed, causing a red flag, which, obviously, if you watch my prediction, we wanted Fernando to do well, and
we'll get to that.
FP2, Lewis, Carlos, Lando. We love seeing Lewis.
Okay.
Lewis on pole. That's a really good top three.
I agree. Minus one person, but, you know, okay. I'll take what I can get. I needed them to hug.
Yeah.
But that would never happen. It is on my bingo, though.
Maybe Lewis and Lando. And Lando and
Carlos. Lando and Carlos, maybe. Lewis and Carlos, probably not.
No.
Considering. I am banking on it, though.
Oh, okay.
I was also banking on a Carlos win for my bingo. Yeah.
We'll get to that.
A lot of people were banking
we'll
on that.
We'll get to that.
Second practice was busy, just because everyone had... been on, or everyone's was now being on mediums and hards, and
thankfully
yes.
Hards were, like, melting.
Yes. And then Logan had a little bit of a slip up, but managed to save.
Poor guy. It was his first time driving the same car as Alex since, like, Bahrain.
Because he's been using, like, spare parts.
results?
Parts from last year.
Yeah. That is not okay. And James is too busy talking to Carlos to get them the same car.
That's terrible.
Carlos was supposed to have announced he was going to Williams last weekend, according to the rumors.
If I already said this, if he announces he's going to Williams, I will cry.
Well, it's rumored that Alpine might.
I saw that too. I saw this morning, actually.
And just like people are making stuff up.
But we did say every team is waiting for him to make his decision.
We also did see him sign an Aston Martin hat.
And didn't Lance get in trouble for something?
No, he never gets in trouble.
No, I swear.
That was hard to say.
Okay.
No. Norris scored an additional point. No.
Oh. Okay.
Absolutely not.
Why did I think so? Okay. Anyways, Max.
He just did bad.
Oh, Max was reported of understeer in mid-quarter, and he said the car doesn't bite. Whatever that's supposed to mean.
Oh. Okay, Max. He's so... I don't know how to explain that. All he does is complain in practice, and then he goes and wins the race by, like, 10 seconds. Or two.
There was two parts of me during the end of the race. There was the part of me that was like, I don't want him to win, and there was the part of me that's like, it's... I don't know. I just know his, like... I feel bad for him because I know his, like, his past and, like, how he was raised. But, again, like, he does complain. But, like,
the same thing as Lewis.
What he has, like, he has the abilities to win. So, like, that's why he is winning. So, I don't blame him for winning. It's just, like, when you're in the position where it's, like, Lando could have won.
It's too many could-haves. It should have just happened.
Lando was the fastest and had the best car, and yet he couldn't.
So why did he lose by 2 seconds?
I don't know. He's just not good enough.
Okay, what are the races he could have won, okay? He won Miami. We go to Imola.
He could have won.
With one lap left. There was... What else could he have won? There was another one.
He could have won Canada, couldn't he?
Was that the... I feel like you're right. Yes.
Yes, because it was...
The safety car. Oh god.
And that one Christian was like, ha ha.
Stay back in Miami. And then he could have won Barcelona. So he could have four. He could have four wins by now.
So I think that's why Austria or where are we going after Austria?
Silverstone.
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
If he wins Silverstone. The announcers were talking about that, and I was like, if he wins Silverstone,
we can't say who. He is just implied. Don't put a name with the win. He got his, Lando got his first podium in Austria, so maybe he has a shot.
Yeah. And then Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
Passed Carlos by just 0.02 of a second in FP2, so it's good for Lewis.
Yes.
And then FP3 was Carlos, Lando, Charles.
Ooh,
that's
a trio.
That is a trio.
What happened to Max? Oh, they're all within a tenth.
Yeah, they're all
close. What? That is insane.
And then George rubbed into Lance at turn five, and he stated that I didn't see him.
My bad.
And rubbed into him.
Do you remember when George was like, I won't name names, but there are three drivers that have no spatial awareness. And everyone's like, you're one of them. Anyway.
Wait, hold on. It was Lewis and Lance. I'm sorry, it was not George.
Scratch that. George would never hit anyone. Our little angel George should never run.
It was Lewis who rubbed into Lance. I'm sorry.
Lewis and Lance?
Yes.
Have they ever had an interaction ever before, even on track?
No.
That's a first.
Yeah, that is a first.
Why do I feel like they just like don't interact ever?
Because who does Lance interact with?
Fernando has modeling job with Aston.
Uh-huh.
And then speaking of other crashes, Charles and Lando. Charles like was trying to overtake Lando, and then
what was going on?
I don't know. Charles' back tire hit Lando's. I think it was front right tire.
Something like that.
Front
flew around him. Wasn't Lando on like a flying lap too?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And I feel like Charles was it.
And then Charles just like literally just went like skirted away.
Okay, how did he not get, like, I don't want him to get a penalty, but how did he not get one?
I don't know.
I was shocked. But I was happy. I was like, thank God. Yeah, I watched the, I think F1 posted a reel, and I was like, so I'm going to pretend like I didn't just see that.
There was suspected car damage, but it didn't do anything to his car, so that's why I think they didn't investigate more into it. Because I think if it would have been damaged, then he would have gotten a penalty.
Okay. Yeah.
And then
that's good.
I told Lear, I was like, as we see during every race, Mercedes will do great in practice, and then when it comes to qualifying, no. That's what happened with Ferrari this weekend, because Ferrari did great in all the practices, and then qualifying was Lando, Max, Lewis.
Lando's second pole in F1.
Yeah.
Sochi, so
good for him. Oh, speaking of that, Lando has gotten driver of the day for...
How many races in a row now?
I think since Miami.
Five. Yeah,
since Miami, he's gotten driver of the day.
Miami?
And guess
who Charles got Monaco.
Guess who I voted for every time?
Lando.
Other than Charles and Monaco.
Lando.
Yeah. Have you?
I didn't think Lando should have won this one.
Who do you think should have won it?
Lewis. Or George.
Yeah. George?
We'll get to that in the race.
I just voted for Lando because I was like, I thought he was going
to. Oh, I thought you said Fernando.
Yikes.
And you're the only person.
No, I did not vote for him.
Poor guy.
Which I did want him to do well, but
when he got.
Oh, we're not quali yet. But yeah.
Okay. No, we are quali.
Oh, we are quali. Well, when he got knocked out of Q2, I was like, aw.
Poor guy.
Poor.
It's the Aston Martin that's not him.
Are we sure about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. 11th is pretty sad. First home race, like, I thought he would try super hard, and they would make his car, like, super have good. The Mario Kart.
Didn't they get plans?
Who? Nobody did. He got 14th. Yeah, who did I say would have the rock? I think I said...
Carlos?
I think I said Carlos would have the Mario Kart rocket. Or Charles.
Oh.
He would go around Max, and then they would get a double.
And then Lando outpaced Max by 200ths of a second, like, very last in qualifying. So it was great for him that he got. I mean, I was very happy that he got pole, because I was like, we could get another Lando win. But.
You know why? I didn't wear this again.
Why?
That's why Ferrari did bad.
Why do you not wear it?
I was in the car. I was on the way home from a road trip.
Well, I wear my bracelets at all times. Do you not wear
that one? I went swimming. And this one tarnishes.
You're so irresponsible.
Oh no. And I didn't have my shirt. I didn't have anything.
You're so irresponsible.
I was not prepared. Oh no. I feel like this is my fault. It is my fault because literally Monaco, I had the perfect setup. I had my candle, I had my shirt, I had my 8-ball, and my 16. And you won. And then flash forward to Canada. I'm at your house. I have nothing.
You
have nothing but a stick and a little rag on the end of it. So I borrowed your shirt, but it has to be mine for it to be lucky. Like, I have to own what I. And I didn't have my candle, I did have my bracelet, and I DMF'd. And this time I didn't have.
As you can tell, she's very superstitious.
Oh,
I am too, kind of. I feel like I've gotten more superstitious as. I started watching with her.
You saying I've turned you to the dark side?
Kind of. I just have, like, you have pre-race regimens that you do.
I do.
Exactly.
It's like, I've
adapted that.
I blink at my candle 5 times. I walk around the room. I write, Charles will win, in my notebook 10 times.
And you
close
sleep with
it.
You sleep with it under your pillow.
I close it twice. No, I close it 16 times. And then I sleep with it, and then I wake up, 16 minutes before the race starts.
She's joking, guys.
Yeah.
She's not. She's not being serious. Okay. Back
to quali.
No, we're finished with quali. Quali was boring.
Other than Mercedes was a shocker.
Yes.
And
a good
Pierre was a shocker. When I tell you Alpine making it into Q3 was my nightmare come true.
That's all I have to say.
Oscar, unfortunately, went off in the gravel with like 30 seconds left of Q2, so he got 10th.
Okay.
That was the only thing I have to note about qualifying.
Yeah, qualifying was not very... Talking's entertaining, but it was just like, good job.
I blinked 16 times watching it.
Anyway,
when Ferrari's doing bad, it's kind of just like you sit there and you just question everything.
Ferrari has to be the most difficult team to be a fan of.
Listen, they
threw their good.
They threw their strategy out the window.
After Monaco, they were like, but you know what? We're good enough.
Listen, when did they ever have good strategy? It's mostly luck. Am I not wrong?
No, you are 1,000,000% wrong.
When did they have good strategy?
The entire beginning? Oh, I guess not. I did screw up a few times. In 2022?
Okay.
Until like halfway through the season?
It's Brian. Brian's come in and corrupt everyone.
You know what? I have some thoughts about Brian. You know, I said I loved him. I take it all back. He's literally Xavier reincarnated. We are checking, but rephrased. And then Charles is like, I don't remember. I guess it was this race. He was like, why are we on plan A? And Brian was like, that's what you said you wanted to do. He's just he's not helpful.
Yeah.
He's mean.
But they need to be more like McLaren. Because McLaren's strategy,
I would
usually...
Usually...
It's good.
Okay, then why is Oscar so freaking bad?
Because he's just...
This is what I'm saying.
He's just bad then.
I would rather have our two drivers together in 5th and 6th than have 1 second and one in, like...
Maybe they're just putting all of their resources towards Lando.
Oh, no. Or Oscar's just, like...
Not good.
No, Oscar's good.
It's maybe just Oscar's car.
Well, they do their upgrades weird. They do it, like, half and half.
Because Lando got 100% of the upgrades in Miami, and Oscar only got 50%.
But Oscar was ahead of him until the end.
And we agree that Lando's their number one. I mean, obviously.
Yes!
But Oscar...
As soon as Carlos...
It's like Alex and Logan, but just at McLaren. Except they don't crash.
So are you comparing Oscar to Logan? That is a slippery slope.
Oscar doesn't crash like Logan does. And Oscar doesn't get last year's parts.
This is where I'm so unbelievably lost. Why Logan? I can't wrap my head around it. Why is he so bad?
Logan?
In the nicest way possible, why does he suck?
I don't know, because I feel like he shouldn't suck.
Alex has been in F1 longer than him.
But Alex still crashes all the time.
Did you hear him yelling at his engineer?
No.
He, like, asked something, and his engineer was like, whatever he said, he was like, you were smarter within 5 seconds, you didn't even check.
Someone, I forget who it was, someone was like, their engineer said something. He was like, don't give me the generic answer.
I think that was Alex. He's just sassy.
Very sassy. Okay, back to the actual race. It wasn't as traumatizing as usual.
Oh.
I mean, I wasn't, honestly, I checked out for a while because I was just, Ferraris again were just.
You checked out?
Yeah.
So, were you checked in when George went around the outside of Lando?
That was first quarter,
okay, so let's talk about.
Let's
let's read lap one, because I think about 10 things happen at once. Okay, lights go out. Lando has the worst star he's ever had in his entire life. He pushes Max to the outside of the track. Max goes in the dirt.
Yeah, I push him back.
They had an incident. Then, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, they're fighting. Like, someone behind might come up. There's George Russell around the outside of both of them in a turn one. At first, I thought it was Lewis. I jumped out of my chair, and then I was like,
you were in the car.
Yeah, my chair is in the car. Yeah. But that made me sad for Lando.
That it was George?
Yeah, for Lando. Yeah. Like, it's just sad.
But all is well. All is well.
And then giving Charles starting from pole to Max win. Is that the new curse?
Lando starting from pole to Max win.
No! I'm not speaking curses into existence.
Do we have any Austria Silverstone curses?
Silverstone is just like people don't do, like the people whose home race it is, they just don't
do well. Except for Charles, don't say that.
Except for last year, Lando got second.
Mm. Mm.
And Oscar got third.
That's good.
Anyway, so that happened turn one with George going around the outside, and he kept the lead for like a while, I feel like.
And then I think we need to talk about the elephant in the room next.
Don't make me tear the pictures off the wall.
So,
you introduce a sad subject.
Us as Ferrari fans, obviously we both have different, our two favorite drivers are the different drivers that Ferrari has, but obviously Carlos, as Charles said, wanted to do something spectacular, but he just didn't pull through this weekend, and Carlos just sucked and had an attitude. So,
oh God, at least you can admit.
I can always
what
admit
is
that.
This progress?
Oh my God, he's sassy. He's very like egotistical. We know this.
This is on camera too.
Oh my God. We know that he is like that. Obviously, did you see his statement after what Charles said?
Should I click the record button? Am I dreaming?
Charles was obviously right, and Carlos responded with what he responded with, and was sassy about it. Listen.
Thank God.
Carlos was behind Charles. I mean, I get it. Carlos was upset. It was his home race, and he wanted to impress people. Okay, anyway.
Jules died in Japan, and he goes, one more to pass, and goes around Charles, so I don't want to hear about
I know, okay. Because Charles is really good at his home race. Anyways.
He was.
Carlos tried to make a move on Charles.
Tried to.
Or
did.
And they touched. And Carlos was forced off the track. And
what a baby.
Then he made it up to P5 again. And then, like, literally stayed there. And then, yeah. No further investigation. I mean, when it's teammates, other than what happened with Esteban and Pierre, there was a real crash, and they didn't yell at each other, so
it's fine.
And then, oh yes, guess who got another penalty? What do you think?
Who has been Esteban?
No, who's been racking up penalties?
Oh wait, Kevin!
Yes!
Wait,
for you didn't read their statements. Read their statements first.
And then
we'll
let's talk about, go back to
let's
Charlito.
Talk about, yes, that's just.
I could talk about this all day.
Go ahead.
Because first of all, why does Fred let them fight?
Why?
He probably thinks it's funny. Trust me, when he's losing millions of dollars because McLaren passes us in constructors, he won't be laughing anymore.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, so I don't know. They were fighting, and then after, in the interviews,
post-race interviews,
Charles goes, I understand it's his home race, so I guess he wanted to do something spectacular, but I probably wasn't the right person to do that with. And Carlos goes, for me, it was clear. We had a new soft, and we had to attack. However, there was one missing piece
Carlos
to this
also
puzzle.
Said that, Carlos also said that Charlos is very dramatic and complains about everything.
I was getting there. Carlos goes, Charles complains whenever he said after every race. What in the hypocrite is going on here?
But also, they both have a right to complain because Ferrari needs, like, but they're complaining about each other. They're like, all they do is complain. They complain about everything. They complain about hitting each other, forcing each other off track. Carlos goes, he should give me the place back. Are we joking? Are we joking right now?
Yeah, that's not okay.
Flashback to Monza last year, because I'm still traumatized. Anyway, then, this is from like a TikTok, so I don't know how trustworthy it is. But whatever Charles said wasn't the moment to fight. We had agreed to save tires. I did, Sainz didn't. And then Charles said he damaged my front wing. I guess he wanted to impress at his home, considering the moment in his career came for his throat. The moment in his career, unemployed. That's wild. This proves to me that their whole entire friendship is PR.
How do you know that?
Did you see them after the race? Bottas was standing there like...
Also, Valtteri is always standing right
there.
Have
you seen him in the crowd?
Because even... It was when Max and Esteban were back, standing right there.
He's...
With his hand on his head.
He's so sad.
It's like
eating up the drama.
I would too. Okay, but like... Okay, you can't say that their friendship is PR because we don't know that.
This is from our outside perspective.
We can speculate, but
that's just like, I mean, friends fight.
We fight.
But we don't have careers making millions of dollars depending on if we hit each other or not.
That's true.
Not like, you know, if we...
We would be fired if we...
If we were race car drivers, I would stay as far away from you as I possibly could because I wouldn't want to wreck. I wouldn't want to ruin
back to
our
race party.
Flashback to spinning out at.
It was not because of me, was it?
No.
Did I hit you?
Someone hit me.
Oh, was it me?
Someone hit me.
I was too far in front of you.
Okay, but it doesn't matter because it's the fastest lap. Anyway, someone hit me and I spun. That was really sad.
Yeah.
But I was like, what the monster is going on?
We need to go karting again.
We should.
If y'all had
like
gone.
We can recreate their fight scene.
If y'all have not gone go-karting yet, it's
oh
so
gosh,
much fun.
I love
too.
It.
And especially, like,
your inner
so F1. Many drivers have go-karting.
Like, brands.
Brands. Carlos has a go-karting brands.
I think, like,
Fernando, I think, does
the grid
too.
Does.
Yeah.
Lane
so many have
does.
Go-karting brands, which is really cool. But
yeah.
We do, it's called K1 Speed. It's everywhere. You can just look it up. But that's where we go. And the people in there are always so nice. And it's always so much fun when you go.
Yes.
And we always wear our race.
Our McLaren
yes.
stuff. Yeah, the guy that worked there last time was like, you and all your friends must love McLaren. I was like, yes, I love F1, let's be clear.
Yes.
Not only McLaren.
Not only
Lando.
One of my, I cannot, when I got to go in the paddock in my Miami on Friday, I was wearing a McLaren t-shirt. Because
I knew as soon as you said when I knew you were going there because you can't let
listen,
it go.
Listen, I can't because that was the one day that my dad was like, we can just dress casual. And
I'm
then,
gonna start counting how many times you read.
Because I was wearing a McLaren shirt. And I understand, which, okay, granted, Carlos did race a McLaren, so I feel like I got by with that. But I was
that is the biggest stretch I've ever heard.
I was so upset because I had so much cute. I have two other outfits that were so much cuter that if I would have worn, it would have been like so much cuter. But anyways, pictures were still amazing. But I was like, you're kidding me.
It was a bit unfortunate.
The one day
the Ferrari garages were blue,
and I was wearing orange. Not orange. I was wearing a denim skirt with white McLaren baby.
I'd
so.
Never. Be able to live with myself if I did that. If I got into the paddock and was wearing the wrong outfit, I would sue myself.
I'm sorry. That's just something that
anyway.
I okay. back to Charlito fighting, like, literal siblings. Fred needs to... The fact that they literally said this, I know it's Die to Survive, but this is the only thing I believe from Die to Survive, is that Fred has to sit down with them every two races and say, you guys need to stop fighting and work things out. I think it's personal. It's gotta be personal. What if Carlos stole Leo? And Charles was like, where is my dog? And Carlos was like, and then he took him, I don't know where, he took him into the garage and Charles saw him with Carlos. And then he was like, we'll settle this on track.
Which Leo was not in Barcelona this weekend, so.
Maybe that is for Canada. He was not there either. Leo is the good luck charm. When he was in Monaco, Charles won. And he wasn't in Canada.
But he was in Miami.
And Charles got a podium. He was not in Canada.
We need to
let Charles know that.
We
need to let Leo know that he needs to have a paddock pass.
All of that.
So that Charles can do good. Yeah.
Oh, speaking, the girlfriend's outfits this weekend, especially Alex's. So good.
She made her Instagram pop.
I know, I follow
her. Honestly. Anyway, that was like the biggest news of my life.
I like so when I immediately saw it, I went in. Which it took me like 5 minutes to actually find her account because I was the username wasn't popping up.
It was crazy. I had to go to Charles following.
Oh, it didn't pop up on Charles following. Her art account did, but then I just
wait, you're right! Okay, why do we? I have no original experience.
We have the same experience for everything. And then, okay, we've settled the drama. Obviously, that was. Oh, she's watching the video where they made contact.
Okay, and then this is where I'm confused. Because Carlos goes wide. Here, watch. Watch as if they can see. Okay, Carlos goes this way, then hits Charles' wing, and then has to use the escape route, and then stays ahead of Charles. And then when Charles passes him, fair and square, need the police back. But then when he passed him on the escape route, it's fine. No, it's not fine, Carlos. Unemployed.
Okay. And then, now back. We settled that. That's just... They need to sit down. They need to sit down with each other like siblings. Like your parents make you sit down and settle it out. They need to hug. They need to hug each other.
They will. They probably already have.
Okay. And then
Carlos texts Charles after the Grand Prix. I'm so sorry. Let's meet up for dinner to work things out.
And then,
that's what happened in my head.
Kevin has been racking up penalties. He got another penalty for a potential false start.
He's actually, like, goofy.
He's so funny.
Gonna get suspended.
I don't think he cares.
He doesn't have a seat, so probably not. He probably is gonna retire. And then Carlos will go to Haas with Ollie.
And then, again, we're talking about Carlos again. Lewis...
Oh, God.
Touched him, and Carlos said, he touched me and ran off. And then he said, he needs to let me by.
So that's twice now.
Twice.
Complaining.
And then it wasn't, they let it go. So that's why Lewis obviously got.
Because it's just a racing incident. That's when.
That's why Carlos was so upset. Because he was like, I'm literally so mad right now.
When Lando pushed Max into the grass. In the post-race interview, they were like, Lando, what's your perspective on that? And he was like, well, I think I left him plenty of room. It's just racing. Then Max and Lewis made eye contact and started dying laughing. And Lando was like, what? And Max was like, I know what your birthday present is going to be, a big mirror or some glasses. So, like, they can all be friends now.
Yeah.
Flashback to 2021. Never
did
caught them
see,
dead
and,
alone.
Did you see in the cool down room how Max and Lando were just yapping and they were leaving Lewis out of the conversation?
So like, Lewis, pull your chair up, buddy.
Seriously, he's like undressing over there. There is not
undressing.
He was not
been a while since he's been.
Yeah, I was like, he's like
in
trying
the podcast room. That's sad.
And they always, literally, every time that Max is in the cooldown room, the announcers every time after would be like, sorry if you were offended by the foul language. And
they say that?
They have to every time, because Max always. Max is
I never hear
always,
it.
Well, I mean, you don't.
I'm
don't
too think. Busy laughing about what they're saying.
Yes.
But something else happened in the cooldown room that was funny.
What?
I don't remember.
Oh.
I just forgot.
I just said Lewis made it about himself. He was, like, talking about himself. Because he's like,
would.
If I did that, I would have, like, I was like, okay, Lewis.
Oh, I remember. It wasn't the cooldown room. It was a post-race interview of Lewis
oh,
laying on
like,
the couch just
like
a bomb.
Could you be
like, and then Max walked in and was like,
everyone was like, Lewis is getting old if he was listening to bomb.
Getting old?
He is old. He's
did you hear?
He's 40.
It's always like, did you hear when we send each other the same stuff?
Chill.
Did you hear that at the fan stage, like for Mercedes in Spain?
His lookalike?
No, you! I did see that though. I was so terrified. And Lewis put it.
It was because they're my lookalike.
And
look-alike.
He was like,
it's just the hair.
Nothing. It was the like sunglasses.
Yeah, and that guy's like tall and lanky.
Anyway, Lewis was like, they were asking if he knew Spanish, and he was like, no, because I don't have a Spanish, or because like I don't know what he was saying. I'm like feeling myself. He said something about a Spanish girlfriend, Shakira. And then George was like, Spanish girlfriends.
Does he have like a 19-year-old girlfriend?
You know what? Let's stop right there. And she's 25.
Oh. Good. That's so much better.
People tend to lie about their age. Girlfriends tend to.
Ollie. Anyway. Yes, so there was a good amount of drama this weekend.
Yeah.
Compared to last. I mean,
not compared. Nothing will compare to Canada.
No. Nothing will compare to Canada.
That was the worst day of my life this year.
Anyway.
So.
Now we have.
Done and dusted with Barcelona.
Then we have the Red Bull Ring.
Oh, God.
In Austria. Which, Drivers Abroad always makes the biggest deal for Austria. You're just like, here it goes again.
But it's also Toto's birthplace, so maybe Mercedes will do good.
Hopefully.
I don't know how that correlates, but it does to me in my brain.
Well, my Mercedes does do. Toto gets a lot of camera time, so.
He was like, the whole race.
And then, yes, 71 laps, so. But it's a good track.
I love this track.
There's
the video
three
game.
DRS zones.
Oh, three?
Yay! And Carlos has a lap.
I saw it right when you said that. I saw it and I knew you were gonna point it out. And it made me sad.
Why would you say that?
This is the 54th time racing there.
Yes.
Oh wait, no,
seriously?
Because they don't go there every year.
It was
in 1970 though. I just saw it.
Okay. Well,
anyway, ignore me. I don't know what I'm talking
about.
No,
you don't.
Look, it says 1970.
Yeah, it's first grade.
But they don't go there every year, so now I just look like an idiot.
It's okay. But
they understand.
I don't know. I feel like you expect Red Bull to win, but hopefully.
I do. I expect Checo to win every single race for the rest of the season.
Why?
Because he's in a Red Bull.
Okay. Well, obviously that is not.
I'm gonna hold your hand when I say
this. What?
I was saying it from your perspective, like, I don't know what I think.
Anyway,
I feel like Checo could let them have a double podium at their home race.
I feel like if Red Bull doesn't do good, the whole team's gonna get yelled at.
I can't wait to hear the Dutch national anthem and the Austrian anthem.
However,
Lando might string something together.
Not in Austria, in Silverstone.
I would like both, please.
Yes.
Thank you. This is our first triple header, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. I was like, that made me a lot.
for the drivers, just to have three races.
It's all for the entertainment of us.
Yeah.
Good. That sounds awful.
I mean, it is.
That's horrible.
The sport wouldn't be anything without fans. Any sport wouldn't be anything without fans.
The FIA is the capital. We are District 1.
No, Red Bull's District 1.
We're District 13. Long lost.
We're District 2.
Why 2?
Because we're number 2 right now, not number 1.
I was saying, we as fans. Oh. But yes, we as Ferrari. Also, can we talk about how Lando is 2 points out of Charles?
Did you cry when that happened?
Absolutely not, but I was quite disappointed
in Charles.
Because
if they would have just kept it in the points in Canada,
then we would have
had a Red Bull, but you know.
If we would have
too late for Max to screw up again.
And Adrian didn't pull
cough,
through for us.
Cough, Silverstone. Okay. Adrian, what are we doing? We just have a serious sit down.
Adrian didn't pull through for us for Canada. Adrian didn't pull through for us for Barcelona. So Adrian, pull through for us in Austria. This is the perfect time to do it too, because
to
it's their
home
race.
Your home team. That's so like baseball.
Take me out to the ball game.
We got rid of the singing segment last time.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was. She's traumatized by me seeing Smooth Operator all the time.
Carlos was not a Smooth Operator.
The last, like,
this is my first
since
Smooth Operator.
It literally wasn't. No. He won Britain already.
Britain?
I've never said that in my life.
Britain?
You won Silverstone already.
Yes. Okay.
Also? Barcelona is changing to Madrid, which is like his actual hometown in 2026.
Oh, good, so we can go. Yep, just like we're gonna go to every single race that year too. Where's my Kindle when I need it?
Because we're graduating.
We sure are. We will be grandmas traveling the world together.
Good.
In our wheelchairs.
He's so fun.
Fresh out of high school. You leave down the aisle.
Anyway,
we're talking about Austria.
Talking about Austria.
We're talking about wheelchairs.
Okay, we'll be back next week. Next week. I'm sorry.
We don't have a prediction.
What predictions do we have? My prediction is that Red Bull gets sabotaged and Red Bull does terrible, and then Ferrari will pull through and win, do a 1-2, and then Lando will be third.
I have a prediction.
I need to spell first, so keep talking.
I don't know what she's spelling, but that's my prediction. Which, obviously, predictions for Barcelona was not right. Oh gosh, what did you just come up with?
How many letters are in Zhou Guanyu?
Zhou Guanyu.
10.
How many letters are, wait, I don't think I got it right. REDBULLRIN. How many letters are in Red Bull RIN? 10.
What?
Who is going to win? Austria.
Zhou. If everyone crashes, and Zhou, no, there's like a huge pile up.
What is not NASCAR?
It's like F2. There's a huge
oh my god!
There's a huge pileup, and then Zhou just like swerves and goes around the outside.
He gets the rocket from Mario Kart.
Yes, okay. And then gets the rocket from Mario Kart and just goes and then does the rest of the 70 laps and wins.
This all happens in like turn one, by the way.
That's what I said. There's a big pileup on turn one.
The like semi hairpin.
Yeah. Oh, yes, and then F2. There was an F2 driver from Charlotte, North Carolina, which is not far from us. And Charlotte, North Carolina is also where NASCAR, I forget what the track is. I'm totally blanking. I went to a NASCAR race there. That's a NASCAR race also that it was in the box and fell asleep at.
I was just about to say that you took a little nap.
I literally, I was exhausted, granted, but I was really like,
And NASCAR is boring. Why is it just...
It's just like this.
I could... Oh my gosh. I just had a moment.
What?
I just said I could do that.
And the sounds of race cars just put me to the worst. So yeah. Just made my heart, like... That's
so
like,
peaceful.
Yes.
Anyway. Joe's going to win.
Austria.
Jack Crawford, who stole Arthur's seat, which I'm sad about, won. F2. Arthur was there. He posted.
I know.
He
was also at the race and looked very disappointed. And his brother.
Yeah. When they showed him.
But his outfit
was like.
But his outfit was really cute. So.
TV. Speaking of which, he won. We just like. He won.
Yeah.
Arthur won his race like.
Whatever, oh yeah.
Like a week ago. 2 weeks ago. Whatever it happened. Anyway. I'm so confused about.
Kimmy and Ollie, because also Kimmy got like 9th and Ollie got like 16th, so.
Go team!
And they're both being considered for.
Speaking of Prema!
Oh! Logan might be going Prema.
According to the rumors circling
might
social
going,
media.
Well, I also saw IndyCar too. Oh.
I just so hope in the reel of Yuki jumping the fence, so we'll just.
Stop that. Okay, well, those predictions are kind of wild, but
Logan
like
in IndyCar is my worst nightmare.
Why? I think he'd do good. You'd get to see him.
Me. I'm the only person in the world to exist to watch Logan in IndyCar.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It feels so special and appreciated.
Maybe
he'll transfer mid-year. By the time Indy comes to Tennessee, we will be able to watch Logan.
Yes.
Which is the most craziest prediction.
Who was Pierre? Who was racing?
Pierre was in FE for like
two or
three races. I just saw that on TikTok right before we started filming and I was like,
what are you doing here?
Oh, what is going on? I don't know. I guess he was like a reserve driver. Because, like, why else
would
he only be in for, like, two races?
A reserve driver when he has an F1 seat?
Do not ask. Maybe he was in, like, F3. It was just, like, a while ago.
Okay.
It's not recent.
I don't know. That's weird.
I have a theory.
Okay.
This is my crazy prediction, okay? Le Mans.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, hypercar? That Toyota came in second with... Not Nick DeVries in the stint before the guy finished.
Nick DeVries did not do very well either. He kept crashing.
He did.
And it was teammate.
Anyway, are you talking about Effie?
No, Nick. In Le Mans.
Who did he crash into?
His teammates.
How?
He ran into the back of him.
But there's only one car at a time. Maybe it was their other division.
That's probably their other
division. That's embarrassing. Anyway, Nick DeVries, they did good because even though Ferrari won, they got second. And then Ferrari also got third. But, no, I guess you're right. I don't know. Le Mans confused me. There's too much happening. But Toyota did good. Nick DeVries did good. What if Logan goes to Indy? Nick DeVries is like, I'm tired of being in FE and endurance racing. And he comes back to F1 with Alex. And then Alex is like, oh, I'm tired of being at Williams. And goes to, like,
Alpine.
Haas. Oh, I like Alpine better. Goes to Alpine. Oh, no. Who will come to Williams?
No.
Who is my favorite person to ever grace this earth who also drove in
Latifi!
Williams? Yes. So then it's good.
Latifi and Nick DeVries.
Nick DeVries at Williams
it.
Together.
No. I don't like Nick DeVries.
He literally paid Netflix. Why would you like him?
That's one of my theories.
Hayden has this crazy idea.
Because he got
Nick
the whole
DeVries
episode about him.
Paid Netflix.
Because he got the whole episode about himself. Before he left F1.
We have a whole episode about your odd statements about Nick DeVries.
We have a whole episode about your love for Latifi.
I don't see a problem with that.
Okay. Anyways, we're sorry that we bore you with our wild theories, because some of them don't come true. Some of them we are really close to.
Barcelona, just for don't watch that episode. Forget that, that ever.
Those predictions were because of her fault, because she was wearing her bracelet, so that's your fault.
I don't think I was wearing it while we were recording either.
Yeah, you're terrible. Okay. Anyways, she's gonna wear her bracelet next week, or actually this weekend. She's gonna wear her bracelet this weekend because we want Ferrari and Joe, and
I need Joe to win. Yeah. I need him to win.
She's gonna wear her bracelet, and we're gonna do well this weekend. So we will see y'all next week for recap of Austria and intro to. Wait, what are we into? Intro to Silverstone.
E-R-S-E-N-O. Joe Guanyu is two letters short of Silverstone.
Okay. Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Stay up to speed by following us on all our social media platforms at F1 Fangirls Podcast.
And if you love this podcast, don't forget to follow and subscribe. I'm Hayden.
And I'm Lyra. Join us next week for our next episode.